So what to do when we try to neglect the mind and the mind focuses on the very object, obsesses with the very object we are trying to neglect.
Correct.
There are two different things here, which if we confuse, it can create a lot of problem. There is the mind and there is the object on which the mind is focusing.
Yes.
So the two are different. And what scripture tells us is to neglect the mind, not the object on which the mind is focusing.
Okay.
That means the whole idea is that our focus is to become Krishna conscious. Our focus is to become absorbed in whatever service we are doing for Krishna. And the mind acts as a distraction. So consider that, say, this is our consciousness. So the soul is here and the consciousness is here. So the consciousness has to be focused somewhere. And the mind acts as the director and distractor of consciousness, both. Director means what? Not necessarily a mood director. For example, if this door is open, then I can see outside. If the door is opaque, when the door is open, I'll see through it. So the mind is like a door for the consciousness. So where the mind, whichever the door of the mind is open, that is where we will focus normally. Now consider a situation where, say, we are sitting in a room where there are three windows in front of us. We are looking at one window, but suddenly some stimulus comes up from another window. Some big noise comes, or some sudden movement happens. We look over there. So like that, consider that, say, we are through with our senses and with our actions, we are focusing on one particular thing. Say, we are trying to chant Hare Krishna attentively. And at that time, so the mind, actually, the ideal situation is where the mind and the soul is here. The mind is here, the senses are here, and the object is here. The object here
can what be... What about the intelligence?
So if this is the sequence, the object, if you see here, is the holy name. So the ideal sequence would be the consciousciousness goes straight like this. Consciousness goes through the mind, through the senses, to the object which you want to focus on. Now, what happens at times is that instead of these being in one line, the senses are here, the mind goes here, and the soul is here. So then the soul's consciousness can either go through the senses to whatever we are looking at. Say, suppose somebody is working on a computer in office. And at that time, you know, today the cricket match is going on. And it's going on. What was the cricket score? What's happening? So what is happening? There is actually there a conflict, the lack of concentration, we say, it is primarily a conflict between the senses and the mind. The senses are physically at a particular place. And we want them to focus over there. But the mind is going somewhere else. Now, in this case, we can never be unconscious. We are always conscious of something. So, for example, if I'm sitting in a room and I know over there is a box which contains some sweet and I don't want to eat it because I have diabetes or because it makes me obese or whatever. Now, if I start neglecting that, even to neglect that, I have to put some consciousness in that.
Correct.
Okay, the chocolate is there and the sweet is there and I should not take it. Now, to the extent our consciousness goes to that, that creates a desire.
Yes.
Because it is at least in our sadhaka stage, it appears to be a desirable object. And when it is a desirable object, we get attracted to it. So, now, to the extent we try to neglect it, that means even to not think of something, we have to think about it.
Correct.
And that thinking can lead to this chain of dhyayata vishaya and pumsa sangasteshu pujayate. That thinking leads to feeling, feeling leads to willing. And then willing leads to fall.
Yes.
So then here, when the scriptures tell us, they're not telling us primarily to neglect the sense objects. They're telling us to neglect the mind. So for example, say I am focusing on my work on my computer. And my home, and there is a sweet box over there. So now actually I'm not looking at the sweet box. I am looking at my computer, but there is the mind which acts as a distractor. The mind, hey, look at that. Think of that. See that. So now what we need to do is we neglect the mind, not the sense object. Because to think of the sense object, think of that tempting sense object means we will start getting tempted. So neglect the mind means that don't think about it. So that means
You're giving your mind an instruction of not thinking
no,
about...
No, no, no. We don't give necessarily give the mind the instruction. The focus is that... If suppose we have some friend who is always very frivolous, you know, he just wants to chit-chat and we have some serious work to do, or we have some relative who likes to chit-chat. So, and we know that if we pay attention to them, they'll talk more and more, and then all our time will go away. So we may just neglect them.
Mm-hmm.
That means we just continue our work, and when somebody talks and we don't respond, it may seem a little rude, but after all the people will understand we don't want to talk and they will stop talking or they'll go away. So like that, when the mind talks, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? If we listen to it, even for the sake of neglecting it, if we look at it, that looking at that person itself is a way of giving attention to them, and they will speak more. So if we can absorb ourselves more in Krishna, like, or in any particular activity we are doing in Krishna's service, it may be our job, it may be our family responsibility, but we try to absorb ourselves in that particular activity, then we will be able to neglect the mind.
Mm.
So neglecting the mind is more about getting an intellectual awareness that the mind is untrustworthy. So the intelligence comes where, so if the soul is here, the mind is here, the senses are here, the sense object is here. So the intelligence is very close to the soul, and the intelligence will decide, okay, should I focus on the mind or should I focus on the senses? So if I am chanting Hare Krishna, if my intelligence is not strong, the mind starts thinking about, say, job or finances or whatever, eating, sleeping, whatever. The mind, our consciousness will go off over there. Because senses are, the mind is here, the senses are here. The intelligence is here, the intelligence will guide the soul to choose. So the intelligence is not alert, the mind is more forceful, the mind will get chosen. But the intelligence is alert, then the intelligence will direct the consciousness through the senses towards Krishna or towards whatever work we are trying to do. So neglecting the mind basically means that we understand, okay, this person, what they're going to speak is not very important. It is often distracting and I needn't spend much time with it. So just as say to neglect the mind, give another example is their advertisers. And sometimes we know that advertisers often exaggerate the claims. And just because, say, now in India, we see many, many billboards everywhere. Here also there may be, but when we see, just now earlier, we might have looked at all the billboards to see, okay, what is interesting, maybe I should purchase this. Now, if you understand that, okay, most of these billboards are simply wanting to take my money and I don't really need all these things. Then just because our values have changed, just because we have become devotees, does not mean that advertisers will stop preparing the billboards.
Mm.
Just that the advertisers will not change their nature just because we have decided to change our values. Similarly, the mind is like an internal advertising agent. The mind will also not change its nature. But just as we stop looking at the advertisements, similarly, we stop looking at the mind. Stop hearing what the mind is saying.
How do we do that?
By focusing on something else. Say, for example, if I'm driving in a car, then if I'm looking at all the hoardings and I'll slow down. They just focus straight on driving and I don't look here, don't look there. The principle in bhakti is that we can't empty our consciousness. If we can't empty temptations, we can't empty distractions of our consciousness, if they are there, we have to crowd them out. Crowd them out means fill the mind with something more positive.
Replace it.
So if you can find out something which acts as a Uddipan. Uddipan is, I gave a seminar on the holy name here in the temple. There I explain. Uddipan is a spiritual stimulus that attracts us towards Krishna. So if you find out, all of us will have our own Uddipans. So for example, I may like to recite verses. And reciting verses absorbs me in Krishna. Someone else may find that they like to sing Hare Krishna mantra tune. Others may find it that they just look at the picture of the deities and that gives them absorbed. So we have to find out our own deepan, what connects us with Krishna. And we try to surround ourselves with as many of the uddipan that are best for us. And by those uddipan, we will be able to redirect our thoughts towards Krishna.
Hmm.
And so when the mind starts distracting us, we focus not so much on saying no, but understanding that, okay, this mind is distracting me. So it's not my desire, it's the mind's proposition that is coming in. And we focus not on saying no to that. We focus on saying yes to Krishna.
How do I discriminate between no and yes? Because when I say if anything, because anything which I'm thinking, it is coming because of my desire. For example, I'm thinking about some